Morning, everyone. So in under two weeks, I'm sorry, we have a very, very happy Yom Tov coming up. Yom Tov of Chanukah begins on the 25th of Kislev, which will be at the end of next week. It's brought down, Chazal, that the Greeks were oppressing the Jews and made many decrees on them, and the Jews went out to war against them, basically trying to defend themselves, and were miraculously victorious. Rabim biyad me'atim, many in the hands of the few, and they overcame their oppressors, the enemies, on the 25th of Kislev. At that point in time, they went into the Beit HaMikdash to go and light the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. They found one jug of oil, it's untouched, and lit that jug of oil. They did not have anything else, and that lasted for the next 8 days. That is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Two questions are brought down. Number one, which is the more popular one, is why are we celebrating the Chag for 8 days? It should be 7 days. The first day was not miraculous at all. They found a jug of oil. It was enough to last for 1 day. So really, the miracle lasted 7 days, not 8 days. Eyeing the 7 million answers that are given to that question. But another question that's asked is, why not 9 days, right? We know that there is a concept of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, right? Sfekad de Yoma. So just like all the other holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, we have outside of Eretz Yisrael, we celebrate for an additional day because of Sfekad de Yoma. Nowadays, not a Safek, but there used to be a Safek. So why isn't that a thing? The answer that's brought down is that only applies to Yamim Tovim that are Midoraita. Yamim Tovim that are Midoraita, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, it applies to that. However, Yamim Tovim that are enacted Midorabanan, such as Chanukah and Purim, we would not apply such a halakha. The question is, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also Midoraita. We don't fast for 2 days in a row. So one answer that's given, a bunch of answers, one answer that's given is the enactment of Yom Tov Shalim Shel Galiot is Midorabanan, and the Rabbanan are not going to institute such a thing if most of the tzibur is not able to handle such an institution. So most people are probably not able to fast for 2 days in a row. So it's for that reason they do not institute Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot by Yom Kippur. However, that is not the case. But when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, it's just Midrabanan. Therefore, there was no need to institute that. Have an amazing day, everyone.